Hello again. Hello again, and welcome to the Empowered Entrepreneur with Altavis Pelzer. I'm your host, Altavis Pelzer. I thank you once again for joining me today. I want to say first, thank you for joining me. Second, take the opportunity to go on Facebook and Twitter and follow our blog, PWE Empowerment Radio, as well as PWE Empowerment Group, which is Professional Women Entrepreneurs. We would definitely love to enjoy networking with you and speaking with you and talking to you about business or sharing ideas, connecting and networking with you as well. I'm excited about today's show. Today is my second part to yesterday's Dig Deeper show. Yesterday, I went through and I encouraged you as entrepreneurs to dig deeper, to go further with your dreams and your visions, to go further with your ideas. All of that was me encouraging you. But today, I want to give you three steps to help you dig deeper as an entrepreneur, to help you dig deeper as an individual, as a business owner, completely. A lot of people come to the point where they get stuck, they get thrown off track, life situations happen, life in general happens. And when that does happen, you have to find something within yourself in order for you to move forward. So again, I wanted to say that today's topic is digging deeper. It's a continuation of yesterday's topic. You can always go online on social media or go to our Blog Talk radio station for PWE Empowerment Radio to see what was spoken about yesterday. I shared a movie that was very impactful and powerful that you can watch that will help you get some more ideas out there and help you see that you're not in this alone. There are people every day coming up against obstacles, and you have the opportunity to turn that obstacle around. You have the opportunity to turn that obstacle into an opportunity for not only you, but for other entrepreneurs around you. So let's dig right into it. I want to go into detail with each one, sharing with you each point so that you may be able to share it with someone else later on down the line. So, point number one, you have to know that you can do it. So the first step is a matter of you encouraging yourself, taking the opportunity each morning, a couple times a week, several times a month, get on the phone with a good girlfriend, get on the phone with another entrepreneur, and encourage yourself. Speak to who you want to be. Speak to who you are. Speak forth what it is that you see yourself doing, where you see yourself going. Why? Well, because if you can speak it out of your mouth, then you can see it happen in your life. If you can't say it out of your mouth, if you can't say that you're a strong businesswoman, if you can't say that you're a strong entrepreneur, if you can't say that you are a business owner, a CEO, then you won't be able to move forward because you don't see your roadmap. You don't see where you're moving forward to. And even if you don't have a Fortune 500 company right now, even if you don't have 5 employees right now, even if it's just you in your business doing what you do, helping clients and customers and giving them something that they need, that's very important. And people lose sight of that. When obstacles and things happen, when things trip you up along the way, we have the capacity to get past it. And I want you to know that you can get past it. But your first step is encouraging yourself through confessions, confessing what it is that you see, confessing it, what it is that you want to see, confessing where you want to be. Okay, 2014 is long gone, literally, almost into March. Soon it'll be spring. We will be done with all this weather of snow and ice, thankfully, very soon. So, the same way that those seasons come and go, the same way that those times, that cold air, when we won't even be thinking anything about it in another 2 months, another month and a half, what you're going through right now, you will not even see, think, remember as much as you do now further along the way. Because you won't have the opportunity to. You won't need to. It'll be a stepping stone instead of a stumbling block. And the first part of that is confessing. Confess, confess, confess. Can give yourself confessions on your wall. Do your vision board, which is a part of a confession because you see it every day and it's a clear point of contact. And that's what your confession will be for you, a definite point of contact. So again, the first step in digging deeper into yourself and digging deeper for your business is doing confessions. Again, they do not have to be a daily confession. It doesn't have to be a weekly confession. It can be something that you have in your phone on the screen that shows up whenever you open your phone. It could be something that you have written in your notebook when you take notes for your business. And when you open it, it's on a bookmark in your notebook. Wherever you see the most, that's where your confession should be. Or if you're someone who can speak it every day, every morning when you get up. I have a Fortune 500 company. I am changing the dynamics of what it is to be an entrepreneur. I am changing the idea of what it is to be a single parent who is an entrepreneur. Say those things because that is the first step to moving forward. Okay. So step number one, confession. Step number two, a lot of times, we as entrepreneurs get caught in the everyday of life. We can't do this, we can't do that, can't go here, we can't go there because no one else has been there, because no one else has done that. But when you start with your confession and that's where what you can do, next step is for you to start thinking of those outside, out of the box, out of this world ideas. So I want you to take the time to get a piece of paper and just write down five crazy ideas, the craziest that you can think of, all the way out to having your picture on the side of the blimp over the Super Bowl. Whatever idea that you had, I want you as an entrepreneur to write down five ideas. I didn't finish it as of yet. I'm still in the process of reading a book, and it's called Praying for Your Elephants. And I'll share the link when I share the post on social media. To get the book, I read a lot of books. If I'm not reading something and watching something, I'm always encouraging myself and sending it out and telling other people about it to encourage them as well. But praying for your elephant was praying for your big idea. And then this, but you may not be a Christian, and I'm not saying that you have to be. But I want you to think about that concept. I want you to think about that idea of praying for your elephant. Because when you look at these five ideas that you have written down on your paper, they need to be elephants. They need to be something astronomically out of this world. so much that if you show somebody that paper, they would look at it and say you're crazy. You can't do this. But what do you think that you're going to be able to do? How? What? No. That won't work. That can't happen. But it can happen. It may not happen the way you think it will, but it can happen. So, write down your five ideas. I'm not the person that normally goes and interacts with a whole ton of people, but I have my small group of friends. And within my small group, we talk, we discuss things, I shoot ideas out at them, they shoot ideas back at me, and we're always encouraging each other. So one of my five elephants on my paper that I did, because I did do this already, was allowing my voice to be heard, which is the most frightening thing ever in my mind, because you never know how someone's going to take what you're saying. You never know how someone's going to react, what it's going to make them think, how it's going to make them feel. But it was a process that I needed to do in order to move forward as a business owner, because I want to be that person who's standing up in front of a crowd of women or a crowd of individuals, like a crowd of mothers, a crowd of fathers, saying to them, you can do this. And you're listening to my elephant right now. I know that sounds strange, right? It does. It sounded strange when I said it. But you're listening to one of my five elephants right now. And even though I had no idea that I was going to be hosting a blog talk radio show, I knew that I wanted my voice out there. And I wanted to be able to share it with people and connect with people. And this was my opportunity. And I never even thought about doing it. But when it was offered to me, I jumped on the chance. Write down your five elephants. What are your five elephants? Is it getting your voice out there? Is it starting a nonprofit organization through your company? Is your elephant being one of the commercials seen on TV during the Super Bowl? You can do it. It can happen. You can make it happen. But we need to start seeing the things that we want to do right in front of us, knowing and understanding that even if it doesn't happen this year, it may not happen this year, but it still has the opportunity to happen. We still have the opportunity to do it. So first we have our confession. We're saying what we want to see. We're saying what we want to do. We're saying where we want to go, how we want to do this, how we're going to move forward. And then we're writing down our five elephants. We're writing down our five elephants. What are your five top astronomical things that you want to see your business accomplish this year? Five. I know some people may not have five. You may only have three. You may only have two. But still, write down those astronomical things, those elephants. So like I said, one of my elephants was getting my voice out there and speaking to other people and entrepreneurs and encouraging entrepreneurs. Another one of my five elephants is not just publishing my book, but giving my book away to families of those who have been molested. I currently am a single mother, and my two daughters were molested. And I can tell you there's nothing easy about being the person who was molested or the parent of a person who was molested. And that being either a woman or a child, that being a man or a child, that being the parents, the grandparents, who's ever watching those children or are the guardians for those children when these things happen. It's very devastating. And one of the major things it does is it takes and it hits you at your core, because it breaks you down and breaks down your self-esteem. It breaks down your thought of who you are as a parent, who you are as an individual, who you are as a woman, because of this one that happened. It's so far-reaching that there are women and men who go into adulthood still dealing with the trauma of being molested or being raped as a child, and it's very powerful. I started writing my book, and that's another thing on my elephant list, is not just having it published this year, which I will be doing within the next few months, but being able to hand my book to parents who are in the same predicament that I was in. Listening to your child cry at night and not being able to do anything, to, in your mind, you can't understand what's going on. You can't comfort them enough. That I want to encourage someone through. So that's another one of my elephants on my list, is to be able to not just, okay, I want to publish my book and I want people to buy my book, but I want to be able to hand my book to the people that it really, they need it. It matters. And I don't want to sell it to them. I want to give it to them. Now, why is that an elephant? Because most people would say you're writing a book, you write a book to make money. That's not always true. I was speaking with another consultant, and she made a very good point. Everything you do does not have to be to make money. And when you look at your five elephants, don't think that it has to be things directly related to you making money. It doesn't have to. It can be just astronomical things that when you look at it, this is something that you want to accomplish this year. It could be opening up a community center or connecting with a community center. It could be starting a dance group. It can be anything and everything, and it's still connected to your business. Your business is still connected to it, and you're still a part of it. But I want you to think outside the box. What if you funded a drill team, a community drill team to start? What if you funded a scholarship program for the youth in your community or for one of the local community centers in your area, in your city, in your state? How will that directly affect you and your business? It will throw you forward. And it's not something where you'll be getting something in return, but you'll be making a difference, a big difference. So when you think about these five elephants, I really want you to sit down and go dig deep. And we'll go back to that. Dig deep, because this is something that you may have said when you were a child that you wanted to do. This is something that when you were in high school, you used to talk about with your friends that you wanted to do. That's what I want you to dig deep and find. And remember, we're doing five if we can. But if you can't do five, do one, do three, do as many as you can. But cap it off at five, because we don't want to have too many on there, because then it's not enough. We can't focus on everything. We want to do five at the most. So step number one, start your confession. Do your vision board. Put your confessions on the wall. Put your confessions on the refrigerator, on the TV, on your chairs, on your doors. Put your confession where you can see it each and every day. Even if you put it on your front door and every time you walk out the door you see that confession, that is what you do. And step two is you write down your five elephants. I would make the noise, but I don't want y'all to laugh at me. So five elephants. And when you do your five elephants, we're going to do step number three. Step number three is I want you to take your five elephants that you wrote down and share them with someone who you know. Someone that knows you, somebody knows that knows you in and out. They know you from childhood, or they're married to you, or you're their parent, or somebody, or they're a good friend. But show those five elephants to someone who knows you. And the way that you'll know that you've written down five elephants, when they look at that list and they look at you and say, you're crazy. That is what you want to happen right now. Is you want them to say, you're crazy. This is not how this is supposed to go. What are you doing? And again, that is what we want. But we want to get to the point where we're stepping outside that box and we're speaking about other things. We're not just talking about doing stuff on social media. We're creating a new social media. We're creating a meetup group. We're creating a new organization. We're doing all these wonderful things. But it happens when you dig deeper within yourself. You have to step out of that comfort zone. And again, this was me stepping out of my comfort zone. This was me stepping out of my headspace, being able to share this with you and talk to you. This was me doing all the steps that I just said to you. And it means a lot. It does. Because when you can do it, you can encourage the next person to do it as well. And for me, that's the most powerful thing, because I'm currently raising three amazing young ladies and an awesome young man. And if I'm doing it now, imagine what they'll be able to do by the time they get out of high school, by the time they get out of middle school. I already have, my seventh grader is already talking about taking college classes in high school. You got to be able to think outside the box. And again, maybe you might just need to take it to a child, hand it to his child and say, how do these look? What do you think about this? Now, of course, other adults may think you're a little strange. They may think that you've lost it a little bit. But there is something about the thought process of a child. The sky is the limit. Matter of fact, there is no sky. There is no limit for them. It goes beyond what they can see, beyond what they can think. And if you give them one thing, they can run with it. So much further than what we can at times, because we've dealt with life. We've grown older. We've dealt with PCAPs on different parts of our ideas and our lives and our thoughts, because we say, oh, that wouldn't work, or what will people think? And honestly, it's not about what they would think. It's about the strength that you have within yourself that you'll be able to share with somebody else. So I see that we are coming down to the home stretch. We just have a little bit of time left. I am so thankful once again for having you all come out and share this time with me. And again, I want you to succeed. Empowered entrepreneurs are who will move the vision forward, who will move the world forward. We will create something that no one will be able to see, and it is unstoppable. I want you to understand and I want you to know that. Thank you once again for listening to the Empowered Entrepreneur. This is Altavis Pelzer, CEO of AP Business Consultants. Please feel free to leave a comment, leave me a message. Connect with me on Facebook or Twitter, Altavis Pelzer, AP Business Consultants. Send me a message. Let me know what you thought about today's show, and let me know if you have any ideas or questions or comments. Thank you once again for listening to The Empowered Entrepreneur. Thank you.